No time for love, Dr. Jones. We gotta bang this one out fast.
All right.
Allison is so sleepy. Don't even fake your Woohoo!
Sleepy, yeah. What?
Thanks for I do my levels, and then you're like, no, this is all the energy I've got. I'm not gonna be any louder. Blast the lids off the mic 5 seconds into the show. Thanks.
I was being animated.
Thanks for making me look like an ass.
Yep.
Really, mm-hmm. Really. Mel Blanc's in studio now.
Yep.
Good Lord. That really hurts my ears. Let's just get through
you
this.
You hurt my eyes.
I'll let us out. I'm bringing you down. You're suddenly loud as hell because you can't take a proper level.
I do take a proper level.
You don't.
I do.
No.
Yes, I do.
You just sit there.
There's witness here today.
This is my level. I'm so tired. And then the mic goes on.
Whatever.
You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today, Allison Frank.
Yes, that's me.
You want to get a hold of us? I'm not going to tell you how just yet. First, I'm giving you the show's website. That's in papasbasement.com. Go there every Monday, every Thursday. We upload a new episode of the show, an hour-long, what do you want to call it, ear bundle candy thing?
Paradise.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. A trip to paradise.
It's like Jesus giving you a wet willy. That is the show.
Really?
Don't make those eyes at me, your weird
sometimes
sex
that's not,
eyes.
Sometimes that's creepy. I don't think Jesus is creepy.
Really?
No, Jesus is
walking
not creepy.
Around in that diaper of his with
no.
A spear wound. That doesn't. You would like that in your neighborhood with his bloody face?
After he was resurrected, you mean?
All
come
his
on.
Clots in his beard?
I mean, he was 3 days later. Come on.
Do you
on.
Know what he stinks like after 3 days on that cross? Come on.
That's not nice.
Just
he came
saying.
Back.
Well, he came back. I'm sure he
have
came
you,
back.
Have you seen yourself after a nap?
I look disheveled.
Yeah, okay.
I look disheveled. Look, I'm saying Jesus after he came back.
Jesus could have made GQ before you after
I'm
a nap.
I'm sure he was great. Like when he was in all white and he's just holding a lamb. What was that lamb's name? Does he get like an official sidekick
Steve.
Name?
Steve.
Yeah, Steve the lamb. Steve and Jesus.
So what's wrong with that?
That's not a bad gig, just being the lamb that sits in Jesus' arms. When he came back, I'm sure he smelled great, but 3 days on a cross before they did deodorant?
Whatever. So Lazarus looked good, too? He was magazine ready?
Well, Lazarus was, like, decomposing. They didn't say Lazarus came back and was stopped of rot. Lazarus just came back. Like, his eyes probably had that milky white stuff, like movie blind people
get. Can you
get.
Hold this worm?
Yeah, or when you put a fish on the grill.
Oh.
Isn't that the worst thing ever? And the eye just sizzles and flattens.
Why do they do that? Why do they have, like, a whole fish, and then they try to just, like, put parsley or thyme in its eyeball? Like, that's just rude.
I like a little crescent of lemon inside the ocular cavity of a fish.
You know what? If you do 2 pieces of lemon over each eye, then it's funny. You
it
know
looks
what I mean?
Goofy. It looks cuckoo bananas.
We're like, let's eat his belly. He's so silly. I don't know.
Give him a little parsley smile.
What's wrong with that?
Put parsley on either side of the mouth. So it's like, why so serious?
Delicious.
Yes. You can find us on Twitter. I'm at Papa's Basement. And Allison is Allison Frank, Allison0N.
Correct.
Isn't Allison both spelled first with an O? I know that much. But also one L. Aren't you like weird for having 2 L's or no?
Anymore. There's a lot of 1 L's out there. But when I was a kid, 2 L's, that was just, I couldn't find like cups with my name on it or pencil
I was
going to
say,
or
because
anything, yeah.
You're Allison.
Always on.
Yeah, you're not Allison.
Who cares? And my mom, you know, she still
is
argues.
Alex, A-L-L-E-X?
My mom spelled it. My mom still insists. We talk about this already. My mom still insists that
we did, but that's everything on the show. We've got 8 topics. We rotate them.
My mom still insists that she meant to name me Alillison because it's
Alillison?
Yeah.
That's not real.
I guess because she wanted people to sound like they were slurring their speech and they were drunk, I guess. I don't know. She says it's something in Danish. And that's
in Denmark?
She,
is that what
you're
going to
say? Yeah, I was going to say because my mom was born in Denmark, but... She said
the
it
Jew
was,
born in Denmark. What is your mom's story, really?
A Jewish Jane. There's plenty. There's plenty.
The Jew Viking.
But
yes, but after you've pillaged the gold, what are you going to
you know,
do
the
with
thing
it?
About
How
it
are
is,
you investing this?
My mom says after you were born, like you weren't named for about 7 days. Like I couldn't think of a name. And so I wanted to name you Alilison. And so when I told them that.
Really? Alilison?
I am not even joking.
The black kids laugh at you.
So my mom gets the birth certificate back.
Ton Fweek with the apostrophe in the middle. He/she laughs at you.
The birth certificate says Allison. And my mom's like, yeah, I'll go with it. That's like if you wanted to, you had your baby in the hospital and you're like, I'm going to name it Steve. And they come back and it says Joseph. And you're like, ah, leave it.
It's like Chris over here. His mom initially wanted to call him Carissus. And then it just came back Chris. And they're like, ah, close enough.
That's fine.
Alilison.
Yeah, for real. And then.
How is Alilison spelled?
I think with three L's, a number seven.
A Lil. Is there a Lil Kim apostrophe somewhere in
silent
there?
Silent Q.
A Lilison.
I don't
Good
know.
Good Lord.
And I'm not even joking, but it turns out that I was named after one of her favorite soap opera characters.
A Lilison?
No, that's it. Like, that's the real story. My mom just makes things up as she goes along now. I mean, she likes to tell all these grand stories about us, you know, singing songs by, you know, the fire.
Like the Von Trapps?
Like, what fire? What are you talking about?
The fire in the broken TV.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we did have a broken TV. The yeah, one that no. we had to do. With...
That's what I picture your childhood as. Like, the future scenes from Terminator 1. When there's the people sitting around the TV and then you pan around, it's just a fire inside a TV. Which, by the way, I like how future TVs were just tube TVs yeah. with fires inside them. They weren't flat screens. And then they catch rats to eat them.
Actually, weren't they flat screens in the Jetsons? I think they had something there. I mean, they had
The robots and the flying cars.
But they had the little TVs to talk to one another and things.
Well, it was spacely to scream.
But they weren't like these 500-pound, you know, consoles, you know. So I think they had something.
I don't remember what Jetson TVs were.
Hanna-Barbera had it right.
Hanna-Barbera.
Oh, Barbara, whatever. Barbara.
Like a Lillison.
Barbara.
Barbara.
Babs. Yeah, my mom likes to make up all sorts of things. But yeah, we did
just
have
like
a TV.
Just like her daughter. Just like her lying, distrustful daughter.
I'm not distrustful. Those stories are real, unfortunately. I mean, these are all true. So we did have a TV and the picture tube went... And my mom tried to convince us, like, hey, this is just like the radio days. And we were like, you know what? The radio days, they actually built in pratfalls and those things. They set things up just because you couldn't see. So
theater
they are now,
of the mind.
They actually, you know,
you
hear
the
clapping of the
hoods. That's why in the last episode I farted into the mic because we haven't built smello radio yet.
But I just think, you know what? TV is not designed not to see the picture.
No, it's not.
Yeah, so
there's entire segments where it's just eyes looking at each other to convey distrust.
So we would just
stare
at the black depression box.
Wow.
Wish we could
Bunny
see.
Ears, right?
Oh, we had those too with foil or a hanger. And actually, this one particular TV, we all the buttons broke. So we had to do all the adjustments with tweezers. So to turn it off and on. People talk about, hey, I can't find the remote. How about when you can't find the tweezers to turn the thing on? Yeah, it's bad.
What animals did you have to knock off of your dinner every night?
We didn't.
Because I'm picturing a possum.
No, we had food stamps, so the government took care of us.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, government cheese and all that. I mean, my mom worked too, but she's a single mom with, you know.
An alcohol problem.
I mean, she had that too. A lot of
Did
substance.
She get government rye?
I mean, you know, but the dads didn't really help out. So, you know, what is she going to do?
Your multiple dads.
Yeah, my two dads. But they weren't married like the other one. Look, Greg
were they Evan. Married on that show?
No, they weren't. They were supposed to be pals.
What was the concept of My Two Dads? That was one of the shows. Even as a kid, I learned to be nitpicky. Like I'd watch the holy hell out of Alf. Don't get me wrong.
Because that's real.
Yeah, you know, Gordon Shumway and everything. Yeah. We'll get to... You want to do the alien tie-in? We're going to do that in a second.
I don't know anything about aliens.
Oh, we'll get to that in a second.
It's okay.
But what was My Two Dads?
I don't remember. I think they were just pals, and one was down on his luck, and so they moved in together and raised the kid together, which sounds really bad now. Like, not good.
Wasn't one of the dads? Oh, one of the dads is Paul Reiser, right?
Yeah, Paul Reiser and Greg Evigan.
Who's Greg Evigan?
He played BJ and the Bear. Did you ever watch that? That's before your time. But I actually
like
that
like
show.
Isn't like the bear a monkey or BJ's a monkey or some crap? What's? I know there's no bear in BJ and the Bear, right? It's like the most leading thing ever.
It's a trucker and his chimp.
Yeah. Well, how is it a bear? Why isn't it BJ and the Chimp?
I don't really remember the show too much. I just thought, you know, Greg Evigan was fun. I don't know. I always had a thing for older guys, though.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, my big crush is Tony Orlando. I was going to marry him when I grow up. I'm hoping, he's
isn't
still
he dead.
No, he's alive.
Is he on dialysis?
No, he's handsome. He's as handsome as ever.
Really?
Yes, he's on Twitter. You can find him there.
Do I have more followers? Is it one of those cases? Like Cato Kaelin? Cato Kaelin is on Twitter.
Yeah.
He has 2,500 followers, I think.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Okay. I never thought listening to the OJ trial as a kid, one, that Twitter would exist, and two, I'd have more followers than Cato.
Mm. I don't know. He's
everything
yucky.
The gypsy has prophesied has come to pass.
I don't know a thing about it. But yeah, I like Tony Orlando. And his pal there that croaked.
Admit it. You're looking over at the weirdos in the other room.
Who, me? No.
Yeah.
No, but I could. I could face this way and give him a stare
down.
What
would you call this show if you had to guess?
I don't know. The Muslim and his hood friends?
I wanted to.
I don't know.
I like the clean-cut white gentlemen that think they're Black Hour.
Yeah, but there is
a token?
There is a raisin in the bunch.
Oh, there's a chip on the cookie. Just one?
I don't know. That's all I see.
I see one black guy in your seat. Where the shaggy seat.
Oh, this is not good. I thought this is the clean episode.
It is. That's not a bad word per se. I'll still put a marker and maybe remove that. Yeah, maybe I can't say that on the air.
Oh, my. I don't know. They're having a deep discussion.
It looks animated. That one guy.
Maybe you should explain that we're actually looking through the window of the studio beside us where they are recording.
No, it's like the broken TV. They don't need the visual. They'll put it all together. Yeah. When we record, we're always next to our sister seat, if you will.
Look at the Muslim looks
our sister studio.
Out. He's doing this number on his eye. You can't
see. Oh, wait.
See
so him. There's a Muslim
and
a black dude and then two white guys.
Yeah, and one of the white guys got his hat on backwards.
So it's like an
dead.
Ad for Sears.
Sears. Urban Sears.
Yeah, exactly. A Detroit Sears.
Martin Luther King Boulevard Sears.
I just like Ben Roethlisberger over here with his Benoit bead bracelet.
That's so he knows, so chicks know he's single.
I think a lot of
that's why he's got
I'm
like
single.
Nine of them up his arm. He's super single.
That's a real ripcord right there. That's a lot of stuffing in before you pull on the
Christopher
lawnmower.
Christopher won't even look over there.
I would be scared.
They can't come through the glass. They don't know what we're saying, do they?
Barrett.
Oh, they're all handsome. Devishly handsome.
Debonair.
Every single one of them.
I often wonder what goes on.
The MC of the bunch, he's on his phone.
No, it's funny when there are these group shows over there. It's great because I'm like pointing at them right now and they think I'm just making some demonstrative.
Yeah.
Yeah, point over here. But no, I'm actually just pointing right at you, brother, man.
Oh, my.
It's so weird that these shows, they come and they go, and only we are stubborn enough to stay around.
Oh, that was the whole moral of the story.
Yeah. Well, it's the 6th anniversary of the show.
I heard a comic one time, and they said, you know, if the apocalypse happens, the only thing that will survive is Cher and cockroaches. But I think we'll be in there. I think we'll make it.
Yeah, the listenership will not change either. Numbers might take a slight dip, but I think we'll be okay.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I said I posted something today, and I said I asked a question,
Oh, is this on one of your, 12 Would You Bang Me sites that
no,
you belong to?
I don't have any Bang Me sites. What Bang Me sites? Twitter and Facebook. And I don't even really do
no,
Facebook.
No, well, you have all
anymore.
Your little weird Bang Me apps on your phone.
I have you know what? I just downloaded.
You record little messages for your boyfriends.
I have Voxer and I have Ruzzle. Those are the two that I do.
Voxer and Ruzzle.
Yeah. Or Ruzzle.
Are you kidding me?
That's all I got.
Those sound like two members of a 50s gang. Are they part of the Sharks?
I do know someone that has a friend named Skittle.
Really?
Yeah. He's like, I got to call Skittle and. Oh, I wish I could think of the other guy's name. I want to call him something else, but yeah, it's like.
But that's offensive to his people.
No, I mean, it's his real name, though. So, anyhow. But those are the only apps I have. That's it. I don't even have the Facebook app because it's.
Voxer app is the weirdest. You just walk around And then we're driving into the studio.
But it's good,
you're sitting there doing like treating your phone like a walkie-talkie.
But that's what it is. It's a walkie-talkie app. But the nice thing about
You know what's better than a walkie-talkie? A damn cordless phone, which is what's in your hand.
Right, but it doesn't always work. So I did a job the other day, and I was there
for
10 hours, and my phone did not work. There was no cell service.
Yeah, but don't act like you were recording important messages. You just play grab ass with your 19 boyfriends.
Oh, God.
It's just like, what are you wearing, click? And then I hear back this guy's voice. It's like, oh, I'm so hard for you, baby, click.
That is nasty, and that did not even happen.
No, you're a little more subtle in front of me.
No, it was Brian, and he's at his bowling league.
Your 46 boyfriends.
Zero boyfriends. Let's talk about all your Twitter twats. Oh,
I have
there.
No Twitter
miss,
ass.
Miss, I banged 27 dudes, and I don't ever wrap it up.
One.
And you wanted to put your dipstick in there. That's
I'll
nasty.
I'll wear my condom. That's what's important.
Oh, so you're going to be...
I'll be number two.
Then just put number two on it.
Exactly. In marker. Hopefully a corrosive one.
That is disgusting. That's really gross.
What? Sleeping with someone who's acknowledged she's bareback 27 people?
Ugh. That's just gross.
I believe in second chances. America is a land of them. And if I can get mine
but
and teach
a woman...
But why are
you going to brag about it?
She didn't brag. I wormed it out of her.
You didn't worm it out of anybody.
Yeah, I worked at it.
Yeah, and then now you got to add. How many do you have to add to that? 30? So really, it's raw dog and 56.
27 is not a number one would arbitrarily pluck from a hat. Because if you're going to lie, you're going to lie lower than 27. Unless
no,
you're
no,
like Houston.
No, unless it's 75. If it's 75, you think, maybe I'll just trim it down.
No, if it's 75, you would say like 12. It's not like banging 75 guys just leaves the gate permanently ajar. Like, I wouldn't know any better. Why? What woman would lie that high?
I don't... 25? I don't know. I mean, she's obviously taking it down, I think.
She wants to build something with me on openness.
Yeah.
And it's a bit of a sexuality
to it.
Yeah,
the openness between her legs.
It's very a Parisian. Parisian thing we're going to have going.
No gates, no locks, no rubbers.
None of your puritanical hang-ups.
Yeah, you just dive in.
Exactly.
That's gross. That's nasty.
Nothing gross about that.
I mean, she is kind of cute, so.
Thank you.
I mean, she has a cute face, so. Mm-hmm. That's nasty. So what about aliens? Let's go to aliens now.
Let's go to aliens after you mentioned Alf in passing.
Or your dumpster.
I'm having sex with an alien. I don't think we're allowed to say. Maybe we are. I don't know. I got to put a lot of bleepsies in this one.
Your whiz dumpster.
My whiz. So that's what I do when I have sex with people.
And glitter.
I put it inside them and then I urinate.
I was thinking glitter shoots out.
That's not whiz.
That's what it made me think of. It sounded sparkly. It made me think of Michael Jackson and blah, blah, blah. He was in the whiz. He's got glitter socks. That's where my mind went. I didn't think of urine. That was the last episode.
Really? Like, I this food tastes like poop, but not poop. I was thinking of Tito and...
I didn't say that.
Oh, God. This is just two tired brains trying
to
slog through it.
Come on, what's about the aliens?
What about the aliens?
Yeah, come on. What's on your list over there?
What's on my prep list?
Yeah, that we didn't prep.
I prepped.
You didn't.
I did just now after I took
We have a witness here today. He didn't see any prep.
First of all, blonde Bruce Springsteen over there. What? He looks like Bruce Springsteen. Well, a younger Bruce.
I was like, Bruce,
blonder.
Bruce is kind of
Bruce
hard
is getting
looking.
Old. Yeah. I saw the video yesterday in the gym for.
Now he looks like a commercial for MS or something.
Radio
and alcohol.
Okay, really? MS? Bruce looks great for his age.
I mean, is he listening?
He
looks amazing.
Bruce is a good looking dude. Bruce
he's super
60
handsome.
Something?
Huh?
I mean, he's got like his hair and stuff.
I think
still.
He did something with his daughter or something recently. I think I saw something. Some
I
buzz.
Didn't know he had one with Patty.
Does he have
Firecrotch?
One? Maybe I just made that.
The Alpha?
It's past my bedtime.
His daughter, RuPaul? No, that's not.
I mean, this is Thursday morning. This is Thursday morning. We're recording this, so.
No, it's 9:54 p.m. Thursday night.
No, because this plays next Thursday, so this is Thursday at the crack of dawn. We're recording this right then, fresh,
no, this is
hot
a
off
week
the-
old. some horrible helping. Things might have taken place between now and then.
No, come on. Come on with the aliens already. Why are you going to keep the listeners waiting? What is it?
Well, I'm bringing up aliens because in the news today, Area 51, which has always been this rumored, like an X-Files type thing.
Yeah.
It's whispered about in the UFO circles, if you will.
Yeah.
That's where they hid the UFO that cried. Do you remember this from Independence Day? That's the movie.
I hate that movie. That's so stupid.
First of all, you know what? I'm with you.
Yeah, Randy Quaid.
Second of all. Yeah, okay, let's not go there. Randy Quaid.
Isn't that him?
America's actor. That's how he's addressed.
Yeah,
Randy
and he cooped out and he then went and flew into the thing and was like, I'm saved. I'm a hero. Woo.
Well, that's how a war would be won.
Yeah, and then he drinks a beer and smashes it against a can against his head. Come on. Is that really what astronauts do or whatever? No.
No, he was just a drunkard who'd been like butt-fingered by aliens and he wanted his chance to get revenge.
Actually, that's what happened in real life. That's not even in the movie.
Randy Quaid, I do not believe, is allowed in the country currently.
No, he's on the lam.
Yeah, and that is not me being funny. That is, I know he's old, but Randy was never hired for his looks to begin with.
He
so
wasn't?
He should be.
He's handsome. Is he listening?
Especially in Kingpin. Those flaxen locks of his.
Delicious.
There's a scene where they go to the hidden base of Area 51, where, lo and behold, an alien ship has crashed.
Yeah.
Now, why... something that technologically advanced to people that far along, why their ship from 1947 would be the same as their ship from 1997, it would literally be
like...
Because
you don't mess with a classic.
Yeah. It would be like if you try to sneak onto an aircraft carrier by flying a P-51 Mustang onto it.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
And saying, boo, I'm a MiG. Boo, you're fooled. But enough of that.
Yeah. Yeah, what's
Area 51... For ages and ages, everyone believes that the aliens that crashed in Roswell, New Mexico. Do you know about that story?
Yes, I do.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you just saying that?
No, I really do. Everybody knows it.
I don't know if everyone does.
I mean, there are kids out there
who don't know who Adolf Hitler is, for God's sake.
Adolf who?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Ba-dum-bum.
They maintain to this day a lot of guys saw both a UFO go down in Roswell, New Mexico, and they saw... I believe one living alien, like two alien corpses next to it or something like that.
Mm.
And people snagged materials from the crash site and they held on to them. So guys have like weird tinfoils you can crumple and they'll just like pop right back up as soon as you release them. Very cool things. Like things you'd expect to be alien-y.
Alien-y.
Alien-y. Mm-hmm. Alien-esque.
Alien-ish.
Yeah. Even.
Like I'm Jew-ish. Yes, okay.
Sorry, the thug hour next door is emptying out.
Aw, all of our friends. We should go get some autographs.
Yeah, we should be station brothers.
Yeah, what's wrong with
get
that?
Get along together.
We should. I'm pals with everybody. I'm not mean to anybody. Even Skip. I like Skip.
Nobody likes you.
Everybody likes me.
They all humor you.
Everyone wants to
we
be
all
me.
Pity you.
That's my common lament.
Turns out Area 51,
yeah.
Although they claim it's not for housing the corpses of aliens and a UFO and all that, it is real, though. And that was announced today after all these years.
Oh, now they're saying it's real.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say it was like Copperfield and he's like, voila.
No, like the aliens waltzed out. And they're like, hello. Hello.
That's aliens, how they speak.
Squiggy style. Yeah.
Not according to Spielberg. They speak the universal
according
language
to who?
Of Spielberg.
Okay. I didn't
universal,
know who Spielberg was.
The universal language of music. Beep, boop, 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 boop.
Yeah, that's exactly. While I'm getting my butt fingered by an alien, I'm going to pull out a xylophone and talk to him.
Well, you could say knock it off.
Yeah, and I love how the tones are supposed to communicate. Like, you just hit the tone for deeper, buddy.
That's
going to play hot cross buns. That's alien for three fingers.
Chopstick.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Ooh. That's Venusian for milk my prostate.
Gross.
Leave the scalpel in it.
So
I was obsessed with aliens as a kid. Mm. I grew out of it like anyone who wants to have sex does.
Mm.
But as a kid, I was so into it. Tell me if any of this did it for you. I know you're like a girl and you didn't get to spend your childhood in a library reading things.
Actually, my mom would have loved that.
Well, I mean, she just left you in public libraries. It wasn't like the teacher took your class to the library and you
my
got like a Garfield book.
My mom was big on
book.
Books, and my mom, I told you.
Why? Because she could sell them for a lot of alcohol?
No, she just, I think she wanted something better and different for us, and she did try to give us a lot of culture, and reading was one of the big things for her. She read a lot. She read a lot to us. And that was one of the maternal things that she did. But as far as making us well-rounded.
Was it The Big Book by Bill?
No, she just read.
Did you get that? Did you?
Yes. Okay. But that's enough.
All right.
That's enough. Anyhow, but that's why we read plays. I think I was the only kid in third grade who could actually recite all of Romeo and Juliet and do all the parts, you know? Now I've just swiped it from my memory because those are... But Woody Allen, we did the Woody Allen stuff and all that, too.
I need to get you to bring in your mom to actually do your little Woody Allen shtick together.
Actually, we could have
Where
my
is
mom.
Your mom?
My mom's in New York. She
What part?
In.
Upstate, you said?
Yeah, but she's kind of like you. She's got like ADD, so she just rambles on and on.
Can we just have her call in and then like go and take a leak and that's the show?
We come back,
she's still going. I just killed the line.
She does her own show. She actually does do that kind of thing.
Was she? Okay, then if she's a little loopy. Yeah. Did she believe in the big three as a kid?
Yeah.
For me, as a dorky, fat kid.
Right.
Who became just a gorgeous adult.
Oh, my. Where is he?
Aliens.
Where is he in Area 51? Where's the handsome devil?
Area 51 waistband. aliens, ghosts, monsters. Where do you fall on the spectrum
no
of belief?
No ghosts.
You do not believe in ghosts.
No. We do believe in them, but I mean, like ghost movies and all that.
As a kid, here was my belief system.
Yeah.
Aliens definitely existed.
Yeah.
And they could easily come and abduct me at any time.
Yeah.
Ghosts existed, and I had to have lights on to keep them away. And monsters like werewolves and stuff, that was the one I was most hinky about.
Yeah.
But I thought, like, Bigfoots and Nessies could exist.
My mom used to tell this story, and I think about it now. Like, it was really not a good story to tell kids.
Was it a bedtime story?
I don't even know if it's a real story. My mom says it is, and I wonder if maybe she just made it up. But it's about the hairy toe. Did you ever hear that one?
No.
It was like, as a kid, it just would... I mean, I was probably 4 or 5 years.
Sounds horrific.
What's wrong with this person?
Sounds like a sex story.
No, did you ever hear about it? About the big hairy toe?
No.
You should have my mom tell it. Like, it'll probably scare you now when you're an adult. But essentially, the story is, like, these two girls, it's on Halloween. We didn't celebrate Halloween, and this was kind of my mom's way to kind of deter us from not, you know, like, hey, why do you want to be out there? The big hairy toe is going to get you. Which
you
it sounds funny.
You didn't
funny.
Get just the razor blades and, like,
I mean, she would say
the roofied candy talk?
Anyhow, there's these two girls, and they're out, I think, trick-or-treating or whatever, and they wander into the woods and they keep hearing this noise, thump, 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 and it's the big hairy toe, and they're wandering farther and deeper into the woods and thump, 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 and it keeps going. And anyhow, next day the two girls are found with their with their great toes missing or something. Like as a kid, it's
so
like one of those
thump and then you lose a toe.
No, but I mean, it's this whole, I just...
Were the girls raped or anything at least? Or were they just missing their toes?
Yeah, but that's bad.
Like eating candy with a toe down.
Yeah, but if you're 6, you're 5 years old, like, you want to keep your toes.
Do you want a career in foot modeling?
I mean, I don't want to be chased by some big,
you know what's
hairy
worse
thing
than losing your toe, a finger. Any of them.
Well, now you're giving the hairy toe ideas. You see what you're doing?
When did the hairy toe enter the picture, though? Were there amputated toes found and they're hairy? I don't know,
but it's frightening. I'll have my mom tell you and you'll pee your pants. I mean, I just kind of summarized it, but that's the gist of it. They
where
get attacked.
Where was the hairy toe in any of that?
It was. I told you, he's chasing them. Thump, thump, thump.
That was just a thumping noise and then they woke up mutilated.
That's what happens. Ta-da!
Let me tell you the story of the killer robot. The girls hear boing, boing, and then they wake up, and their left breast has been sawn off. Well, where was the robot?
I don't know, but that's frightening.
Yeah, that's your idea of a ghost story. Just
now, every just time I hear a boing, boing, I'm going to clutch my
chest.
Just
insert random noun and then mutilation.
I don't know.
They heard ka-ching, ka-ching, and they woke up without their wrists.
Yeah, that's
their
not...
hands were still there, just no wrists.
what's wrong with
and
them.
And to this day, they can't move their hands beyond 90 degrees.
Yeah, it could happen. I didn't tell the whole story. I don't want to bore people.
Well, you just told an awful story.
It was scary when I was a kid. Yeah, so that's why you shouldn't let your kids go trick-or-treating.
Because they'll hear bad stories? Was that your mom's threat?
I guess so.
I'll tell you another snoozer.
Anyhow, I think we got on that because of books. But my mom was really
big. I'll tell you why we got on that. I'm literature. Not as ADD as I pretend to be during the times when yeah. I remember things, at least. We talked because I said I believed in aliens as a kid, definitely. Yeah. And I was obsessed with UFOs.
Monsters. I said we didn't really do monsters.
Monsters, I thought, were kind of the fakest of the bunch.
Yeah.
That, I was like, the scientists have discovered all the monsters.
She's kind of into aliens now, too.
What gets me out of it is, like, up until, I don't know, what, mid-2000s, when people weren't holding cameras all the time, you could kind of excuse, like, the guy who just happened to be outside with his VHS pointed at the sky at 11:30 at night.
Yeah.
And that's why he got a crappy shot of things.
Yeah.
But now everyone has a cell phone.
Yeah.
Like, we see so many beatdowns on World Star Hip Hop, and we can't see one alien abduction.
Right.
Like, that's just so rare and fanciful. That's what, more than anything, is killing it for ghosts for me.
Mm.
Aliens, monsters, all of it.
Not like ghosts, like, you know...
Well, of course,
Scrooge.
Ghosts don't pick up on camera. That's just ghost science. Don't
Scrooge
be stupid.
Stuff. But spirits, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Any of it. But yeah. It's just, you would figure there would be some sort of, hang with me.
I am.
You're nodding off.
What?
This is like the war movie where the guy's buddy is shot at the end, and it's like, just stay with me. He's like, I'm just going to close my eyes a bit. And I have to shake him, be like, no.
What's wrong with that?
I can hack it. Cowboy. I can hack it.
Ugh. Just help me find my eye.
Yeah, and then we're going to kill the Vietnamese woman who sniped you.
Oh, that's not nice.
No.
She's going to make us rice. We're hungry.
That now you just took it to a racist dark place.
No, it didn't.
You did.
Why?
31 minutes. We got to do at least like...
Yeah, so what about 15. The aliens? What did you have in your notes about it? Just that Area 51
I wanted to see if you believed in that crap as a kid. Was that anything that interested you?
I mean, I don't really believe in anything. You know me. Oh, God.
Jesus. Way to literally kill any avenue I could have taken with that.
I believe in God. But
why don't you just
it.
Say, this is stupid as hell. Is the show over yet?
Well, my mom does. You asked if my mom did. My mom got into aliens and alien movies.
That works.
Yeah.
What did she believe in exactly? Did she believe in the little triangle face? Because there was... like this rote abduction story that I could deliver to anyone, and anyone in the alien community would be like, this guy obviously got abducted.
Yeah.
You have to say the following. I was picked up in the middle of the night from my bedroom by little beings about 3 feet in height.
Really?
A yellow to gray in appearance with triangular faces and huge black eyes. And I was probed. And okay. I was returned to my bed, and most of this didn't come out until I was hypnotized at a later point. And I could just say that, and anyone in the alien community would believe me.
Yeah.
Because it was all the same
story
over and over. I think
anyone in the alien community would still believe you, because there's a lot of cuckoos in that community.
As a kid, you didn't realize that, though. As a kid, you're just like, this is the science I'm not being taught in school. And you eat it up. And then, you see the pictures of the guys on the back of the book, and they're bearded and glasses just like me right now.
I can remember, I don't know the name of this movie, maybe you will if you've ever seen it, but do you ever see like these aliens, they take over? I saw it came on TV, so after it had been on the theater, and then it takes whatever 2 years for it to cycle onto TV.
Oh, Independence
back then.
Day, yeah.
No, not Independence
Day.
Yeah,
aliens, they took over. I saw that movie.
I'm talking about they take over humans' bodies. That didn't happen in Independence Day. They were just in the sky shooting at the earth, and they wanted us dead. But these aliens, they actually came in and they took over people's bodies. And then you'd know that they were aliens, because when they looked, their eyes like rolled up into their head. Their pupils were gone and they were all white, and they did this thing. But I don't know what that movie is. Do you know it? Does it ring a bell? Where aliens just took over. So you had a husband and wife and they live on a farm, and then all of a sudden the husband gets,
you know,
possessed by an alien.
You might as well have said, what's that movie where those guys go to war?
Yeah. But I'm saying with the eyes, like that was the telltale
sign.
What's
that movie where that guy played that sport?
Yeah. With a ball.
Do you remember the one, and it was the kids, and they were kids together, and then they kind of grew up a bit?
This was like early 80s, 80-something. I don't know what movie it was.
Who was in it?
I don't
what
know.
What was the alien's weakness?
I've tried to
weakness?
Look at it. I've thought it was maybe something.
Oh, did you Google movie where aliens take over body and eyes roll back in head? I am shocked you didn't come back with something.
Well, when you narrow the time frame down to just 81, 82, 83, something like that.
You must Google like an old woman. Like it must
I don't
be like
know.
A
I didn't actually Google it. I
Google
just watched
search.
A few. I watched Close Encounters the other day and I thought, oh, this is going to be the movie. And that's not what it is. The Close Encounters is with the music. Beep, boop, boop. Beep,
yeah,
boop,
and the mashed potato mountain.
That was so dumb.
It was. It really was. I know it's hailed as like a huge movie, and that was from the era where Spielberg could do no wrong.
I actually saw an interview with him with Lipton, and he was talking about that, and he was like, do you think that, you know, because your parents were so big into music, that's why you use that as a universal language? And Spielberg had like a light bulb moment. He goes, I never thought about it till right now.
Wow.
Whatever.
How something. Profound. Yeah. We're lucky his parents weren't pornographers.
Boop, 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 boop. I know, right?
Just a complete, they just turn on some lights, throw out a beach blanket, and two people go out and pork in front of the aliens while pointing at them.
It's just,
like Christian Bale in American Psycho.
They're like, we don't know what the alien's saying. They're like, make your vagina clap.
The booty clap, exactly. The international language. The intergalactic language.
I don't know. That's when you do it.
Yes.
That's disgusting.
I was so into that. Unsolved Mysteries would make my day.
Yeah.
Anytime. Because usually Unsolved Mysteries was terrestrial crap. You know, yeah. It was like, who raped little Lucy Stevens in her bed?
Yeah.
And then killed her. We'll never know.
I don't like that. I want them to tie up the loose ends. I want to know
once
what
in a
happened.
Blue moon, though, yeah. It would be like we saw a UFO in the sky episode. They just threw this bone to the weirdos. Yeah. And we watched that show dutifully.
Yeah. Just my mom was big into, like, I mean, because my mom is a lot older. She was into the Twilight Zone and all of those. And there was the other one, like Dark Shadows and something else where they had weird stuff. And her mom would say, hey, don't watch that. That's going to give you nightmares or whatever. My mom would swear. Yeah, she would say, oh, no, it won't. But then my mom, you think my imagination is crazy. My mom's is even more.
Dark Shadows sounds like one of those really creepy things that I want to give a chance.
Yeah.
And I tried watching it on Netflix.
Yeah.
And the production values are just so horrible. Like, there's like 16,000 episodes of the original Dark Shadows.
I've never seen it.
They made that horrible Johnny Depp movie.
Yeah.
With just Tim Burton, might as well call every movie now, I want to blow Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Please let me.
Yeah.
And that was horrible. But it was based on, it was like a daytime soap opera type thing, except it wasn't soapy. It was supposed to be almost a gothic horror with Barnabas the vampire. And there's people who go back, like Johnny Depp's like, I watched every episode as a kid. And you try to watch it. It's horrific. Like, as a kid, when there was, like, two channels.
Yeah, but this is two steps up from radio. So you have to realize, like, that's a bazillion years ago. You know what I mean? So
what, shows back then?
Yeah, I mean, you could have just a sock puppet going, and you think.
Yeah, I wish we were broadcasting in the 60s. The competition wasn't that stiff. Let's put it that way. It was not that hard to entertain.
Oh, goodness.
I really think, like, things have gotten kind of, they evolved for a while, I'll put it that way, and they got more and more killer and entertaining because they had to actually fight off other shows and be better. They had no competition back. There were literally three channels until 1980 something.
Tell me about it. I lived there. I know about
the
three channels.
You had three networks.
And two of mine were snow. So.
Yeah, and you had just local channels? People don't even remember that was a thing in the day. There used to just be like local knockoffs of network programming and things of that nature.
No, I know. It sucked. And now we have 5 bazillion channels.
And they're
we're
all
like,
national.
And we're like, oh, there's nothing on TV.
There isn't. I barely touch my
TV.
We
need to go back to three channels so we can appreciate when something's on TV.
All I have right now is Breaking Bad in terms of what I'm watching.
Yeah, I mean, that's the best one.
Well,
I mean,
Kenny
that
Powers
opener was
months.
Just phenomenal. So
that was a good episode of Breaking Bad.
Yep. And we have nothing.
No, we got two other topics.
Yeah, what are they?
Well, we can talk about the fact that Eric's sister from 70s Show just died, but you'll be hearing this in a week, so it won't be too timely. As of Thursday, 10:15 p.m.
Oh, gosh.
On what, 8:18?
I don't know, 15?
8:15. Yeah. That's right. That works, too.
Okay. Whatever.
Eric's sister has just died.
I don't even know who that is.
You never watched 70s Show at all?
Never. Mm-mm. I don't really do much TV. I mean, I record a couple of things, and that's about it.
She was... It's one of those cases, it's weird, because one, she's been a druggie for like 15 years, so you've kind of just been waiting for her to die.
Oh, that's nice.
And she's done nothing with her career since that one chance she got. But it was also notable because the first time she junkied out and they kicked her off the show and she started getting arrested like 2 weeks later, her real age came out. I'm not even going to mention her name. I don't care. She's just a story point.
Oh.
But Eric... What's his real name? Topher Grace.
Oh, okay.
Topher. Horrific name. Topher was really of the age he was supposed to play, right? He's like 15. Maybe he's like 18 playing a 15-year-old or something like that. His sister, Lori, I remember now. Lori was like, I want to say in real life, 31, 32, playing a 19-year-old, one of those deals. She didn't really look that young. Yeah. It was like Saved by the Bell type stuff.
Or like Welcome Back, Kotter, where they're all 40 in high school.
Yeah, exactly. Shaving with Bowie knives like Crocodile Dundee.
They're all the same age as their teacher.
Gabe. Good old Gabe Kaplan. So, yeah. I've actually seen a bunch of Welcome Back, Kotter.
Oh, I had a huge crush on John Travolta back then.
Really?
Yeah, I did. I don't anymore. I mean, he's...
Now that he's proclaimed his love for the man, I mean, allegedly.
Not even that. Yeah. It's just when he started with the alien Scientology movie or whatever. Then I just
Battlefield Earth.
Yeah, I mean, then it's like his acting was like, you can tell he's acting. I mean,
Oh, before that you bought in.
I mean, because I was 7, you know what I mean? When Welcome Back, Kotter was on, or 4, whatever. You know what I mean? So
You have memories of watching TV at 4. That's impressive.
I told you, TV... I was raised by, you know, TV and government cheese, so I'm pretty sure it shows. I'm not, you know what I mean? This isn't Harvard sitting here.
It's just sad. So sad.
Yep. You should just call me Food Stamp. That's my rapper name.
She OD'd. She dead. She died.
Yep.
Just one of those, I don't even know what I was going to do with this segment. At this point, the tired is setting in.
I guess. I mean... Well, that's what happens when you do drugs. Like, you could actually die.
Someone got a moral to the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So don't do it. It's nasty. It's bad. And you might be dead.
I love it when the recurring junkies who have been in and out of jail like 15 years for drug problems.
Yeah.
CNN.com had the balls to print, at this time, the cause of death is not known. I know the cause of death. It's drugs. It wasn't like she died... pulling kids out of a burning building.
No, because even if she died, you know, doing Jiffy Pop on her stove, and they think, oh, Jiffy Pop.
She was high.
Yeah, she was stoned, and that's she let it cook too much. Yeah.
To death.
You know, I actually used to like those Jiffy Pop things.
I've never had one.
What?
To this day, when I was a kid, I did not have a microwave.
My mom burned every single one, so from that aspect, you're not missing anything. And if your mom's not all that great in the kitchen, it probably wouldn't have been. It's not like the commercial, and they're like, Mom, it's like your house, and, you know, you've got a magazine over the fire.
How is it hard? Don't you just put this, like, weird metal skillet in your microwave, and then you just turn it on?
No, you don't put metal in your microwave.
I know, I was going to say. That's why it puzzled me. Wait, how does Jiffy... Jiffy Pop goes on a stove?
Yeah, goes on your burner. Yeah.
Chris is nodding over there.
Why
wouldn't you just make normal popcorn then?
Because you
at that point it's like 80% of the effort and it's going to taste like a horse's ass.
Because they did the work of pouring the popcorn in this
into the oil?
Into this pot.
That's really hard, dumping seeds into hot oil.
Well, then you had to have a pot with a lid and you had to shake it. You still had to shake it and do all that. Now they have air poppers and everything else, but my mom burned every single one. Matter of fact, most of the time my mom decided to cook, one of us had to have a newspaper in front of the smoke detector because it was going off, just fanning the thing.
Oh, we just unplugged our smoke detector. We haven't had one in the house for 15 years. I'm not exaggerating.
It's just like...
It's a small house. It's all one level. Really, you're just going to jump out the window anyhow.
Like, oh, you know, is your mom making popcorn? Yep, that's what it is.
You know, I clown on my mom's cooking ability. Yeah. She was really good at making popcorn.
My mom wasn't good at anything in the kitchen to cook or whatever. She made a nice presentation with things, but actually, you know, we never had the fire department there for her cooking, but we had the fire department there every other day because she locked us out of the house. And so,
like on purpose?
No, my mom was just very forgetful and forget her keys, and so she would walk out of the door, and we had
It wasn't like you got home and you were locked out by your mom.
Oh, plenty of times that too. So,
Why would she lock out her flesh and blood? I'm very confused.
I'm like, hey, remember I live here? It's like, can you let me in? I'm 7. Like, I've got food to eat, homework to do, and I got to get up and do this all over again.
This is a tale of woe. I don't know what else to say.
Oh, gosh. So what's our last thing?
There. No, I just wanted to say it's weird because whenever someone's junked out, like Lori from 70s Show, you just assume they're gone and you're waiting for the death announcement. Natasha Lyonne.
Who's that?
She was on American Pie.
Yeah, I don't know her.
You do?
Okay, maybe I do.
Because
I changed
on
my mind.
Orange is the New Black,
yeah,
she's like the beefy lesbian one, not the huge bull lesbian, but the curly haired one.
Oh,
who was
with the red
up
hair?
With the Italian chick, yeah.
The wiry redhead, whatever.
Yeah, who's like now has a career again. There was a point like 5 years ago.
She was jacked up?
Dude, they were like, she's dying.
Oh.
She had this massive kidney infection from doing too much smack with dirty needles.
Mm.
And they're like, say your goodbyes to American Pie Girl because she won't be with us long. So not only did she clean up, but somehow she's like acting again, even though she's like 100 pounds heavier. Like, she got way fat afterwards.
She looks fun enough. I mean, she's all right.
You're the second girl to tell me that. She's way beefy compared to what she was. There was a time, slums of Beverly Hills, where she's with Alan Arkin. There was a time, like, she was parading around in, like, short shorts and, like, getting her first bra with her cousin Marissa
Tomei. If you're
going to
see anybody on that show naked, I'll take this chick over the cornrows chick. Ugh.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not even kidding.
Women are so weird.
No.
Why? Because cornrows is a slightly fake white trash face. They've got a banging body underneath that
banging
jumpsuit.
Body. Like, she's like 70 pounds. That's like gross. No, I don't want to see guys like that either. Like, that's nasty.
If you're a guy, you don't want some big, heavy potato sack with a vagina on top of you. You want something light. I'm sorry.
Yes. But when they look like they're 12, that's gross.
If they're not 12, it's great.
I mean, it's bad when guys do that, too. Like, if you...
Yeah, because
you know,
a guy is supposed to look physically intimidating and manly to some extent.
I guess. I don't know. It's gross.
Why?
It's
I guess. I don't know. Like, you've never thought of what you'd sleep with in a man or whatever. You know. What do you like in a man? You like a big, burly guy?
Well, like, burly
Are you
what?
Right? Burly. Are you stroking right now?
Burly what? I just don't like them if they're, like, they look like they're 12.
All
I mean,
right.
I'm not attracted to 18 or 19-year-olds either. Like, that's gross to me. That's nasty.
Except for your friend's son or whatever.
I don't like him either.
Inappropriately sexual conversations.
I had no
time.
Inappropriate sexual conversations.
He discusses the number of partners he's had. And
yeah, that's it. That's about that's as sexual as it got.
It's a little weird. It's a little weird for a friend's son.
Whatever.
If I were your friend and I learned that my son was discussing the number of people I
slept
with.
If you're 21, then who cares?
His mom does.
Yeah, no, his mom does.
His mom is trust
That's what
your
I told
betrayed.
This kid. I said, hey, listen, you know, if your mom or dad heard you talking like this or telling them that you think I'm hot or whatever.
Is this what you said into your little Skype microphone while you cammed each other?
It's called Voxer, and it's good.
Oh, God, so he's one of your walkie-talkie sex buddies.
He is not on there.
It's like you're sexing via ham radio in the 21st century.
Oh, gosh. No one's talking sex on there. It's just good when you don't have mobile cell coverage. I worked somewhere all day the other day.
It was nice. I know you're lying.
No, I really did. I really did.
Where?
In Percival.
Yes. I've been through Percival. I get signals here and there.
No, there's none where I was. It's like a black hole. You can't. I mean, I could wire into the internet or you could do Voxer. So I could text people. I could text Christopher.
Did Chris get a text?
Yep, and he kept me company all day. Wasn't that nice?
He's a good friend.
Yeah, I know.
Better than me. Apparently, I didn't get a text.
No, you didn't. Well, maybe you didn't. Maybe you did. No, I don't think you did.
We can go home now, by the way.
Oh, good. I'm hungry. I want some food.
Oh, really? Some 11 p.m. food to keep you svelte.
That doesn't have anything to do with it.
Really?
No.
So I could just sit on all of my calories for the day and then drink 2 bottles of Log Cabin while I'm in bed for the night. And that would be no less healthy than a breakfast of log cabin.
Nobody should be having log cabin, period. So just take that off the
menu.
What's
wrong with long? Are you like a, what's that, Hungry Jack? Is that your brand?
No. I actually, if I was going to do syrup, I actually like Aunt Jemima's. Miss Butterworth's. That's it. Must be.
Which is the black lady?
Both of them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
There's rival black women?
Well, yeah. Yep, there are.
So the same way that like Coke and Pepsi each have their version of every soda flavor.
Yeah.
Like the two
Aunt Jemima
breakfast,
and Mrs.
Yeah, the
yeah,
two
but
syrup
Mrs.
companies
Butterworth's
went to
is
war.
Just syrup. I don't think they make like pancake products, which Aunt Jemima makes syrup and pancakes. So
she's spreading herself a little thin.
I'll tell her.
Let's just get out of here. Let's go. Say something, Allison.
Hello.
Okay, we're at the end of the show. You
yeah.
said hello.
Mm-hmm.
You are literally insane right now.
Not, I mean, not anymore.
These are
than
two
usual.
Tired episodes. I apologize for this week. We recorded these late at night. We're not our peppiest right now. You've been listening to Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papa Giorgio,
yeah.
and I'm now bidding you adieu.
Wow.
The show's website's inpapasbasement.com. Go there for a new episode every Monday and every Thursday. You want to get a hold of us? Why wouldn't you after hearing all this?
Oh, no.
I'm at Papa's Basement on Twitter, and Allison over here is Allison Frank, A-L-L-I-S-0-N-F-R-A-N-K.
Correct.
On the Twitter machine. I want to thank Chris for coming in again and bringing some records.
Yeah, we had some new tunes.
Yeah, I didn't get to listen to Body Wishes before the show. Maybe that's why the chemistry was messed up.
Oh,
but we
God.
Had some Plasmatics, some Striper.
Yeah.
I like a little vinyl.
Yeah, it's fun.
There's something, it's better than just having a file that doesn't really exist on your phone when you're holding a record the size of a manhole cover. That's something you're not going to forget.
No, I know, right?
Yeah, with the big, beautiful art on the front, like Wendy O. Williams.
Oh, my.
She's dead now, but she had a nice pair on her in the day.
Oh, my.
Voice of a lumberjack, but
a grizzly.
Yeah.
Grizzly, yeah.
All right. Till the next episode, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way. Glory, hallelujah. I'm on my way.
Goddamn Benoit beads.
Do you know that Greek thing that Greek guys do? They actually wear this beaded bracelet.
Yeah, what about it?
And it means game on.
Oh, no, I don't know about that one. Or some Greek guy was just trying to fuck you, because the bracelet I know about doesn't mean game on. It's called a mati.
Yeah, and the single guys wear it.
Yeah, it's just an evil eye thing.
No, it's to let people know that they're single.
Oh, really?
They're scoping them out.
Yeah, because
I learned it from this guy, Leftheris.
The delicate flower.
This guy's not smooth.
The delicate flower that is man needs to put out there, hey, I'm looking for pussy right now. You wouldn't think it. You'd think I'm loyal to my wife for the girlfriend you assume I have, but I'm actually out there trolling for puss. I'll stick it to you. I had a mati chain once. I took it to
It's not a chain. It's like...
No, it's
like
just a little series of beads with little eyes on them.
I don't know.
And I took that
eyes.
Into a strip club, and a stripper pulled it off my hand.
Oh,
and
I touched that thing!
Yeah, she shoved it up her cunt and then plopped it out.
It.
And she's like, can I have this? I'm like, what is this, finders keepers? I'm still keeping my goddamn bracelet. Even if you've shoved it in your cunny. She was hot, too, and she gave me her number.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be, like, all badass. It's the one time I left my phone in the car. And I was like, she's like, well, here's my number, yada, yada. I was like, I came in here for a lap dance, not a math quiz. It was the greatest line of all time. And I'm sure she, like, fucking shit her pussy with sex juice. But.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nasty.
See, I'm being awful now.
Yeah, because, and I touched that thing, and you're like, oh, yeah, that was in someone's fagoo.
It was. It was in a good.
What is this?
Yeah, she shoved the whole thing in there, then plopped it out.
It's like my sister's boyfriend he worked for.
All right, let's do levels real fast.
Errands.
Yeah. Errands. Allison.
Oh, my.
Allison.
Do you say your
talk. Allison.
I don't like this. No. Errands.
Allison.
What is he doing?
Let's do your level check.
I
we got to get out of here.
Okay. This is my level. This is me.
You're so muted.
That's how I talk.
Now talk.
This is my level. This is me. This is my level. Ta-da.
And then you actually get animated as soon as the show's on.
Not today. What is it, midnight?
It's late. So. It's 9:30. You think you can fake your way through it?
Like my mom.
All right, so this is my level one last time. Allison, let's get you.
This is my level one last time.
All right.